The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the 21st verse of the 19th chapter of the book of Proverbs come these words of God. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevail. The title of the devotion is Best Laid Plans. Someone once said, failing to plan is planning to fail. Others repeated the words. Now they are considered as fact. What was not said is, sometimes plans fail. Some might say, most times. There appears to be a difference between plans that are made and plans that are laid. Perhaps made plans are arrived at casually. Serious, well-thought-out plans are laid, as a person might lay out the foundation for a new house. Historically, it appears that most plans are laid at the beginning of a calendar year. Sometimes they are called resolutions. We know what usually happens to those resolutions. That's why some of us are tempted to give up making them. But that would mean we've given up planning. And we know what that means. It isn't only lack of willpower that can foul our plans. It isn't only a sketchy plan that may come to a bad end. The problem is we cannot control what might happen to our plans. And that can be frustrating, sometimes frightening. A Scottish poet once directed famous words to a field mouse whose plans failed when a plowshare cut through the nest the mouse had made. Robert Burns wrote, "The best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glay." Those last words mean go to pieces. Of course, the words weren't meant for the mouse, but for us, his readers. It may disturb us to think that the plans of humans and the plans of rodents are similarly apt to fail. But history has shown us, if our own experiences have not already driven the point home, that even the best of human plans, put into place with great effort and will, many times do gang after glay. Wise King Solomon was used by his Creator and Savior to explain this to us, lest we become either overconfident or discouraged. Many are the plans in a person's heart, he tells us, and we nod in agreement. But it is the Lord's purpose that prevail, and we nod in comforting appreciation. Sad we would be if we were condemned to have all of our plans come to fulfillment. We know so little. Understand even less. What we think is best sometimes turns out to be the worst. Thank God, an all-wise, loving guardian has the power and the love to override even the best of our plans. Only in the rearview mirror are we able to catch a glimpse of the potholes we have missed and the dead ends we avoided, when he grabbed hold of the steering wheel of our life. Left to ourselves, our lives would be as much of a wreck as the nest of that field mouse. Whoever first said, "I do not know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future," was a wise person. Those words are worth repeating. Blessed are those who know them as fact. The best laid plans, they are the ones that the Lord plans. We pray, Heavenly Father, Prince of Peace and Guardian of our bodies and souls, we thank you that you have a plan for each of us. We praise you that you allow us to share in your plans for the whole world. Keep us from making bad plans. Permit our flawed plans to fail. Bless us with your best laid plans, plans made from eternity into eternity. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.